Two of the three brothers accused in last week's fatal shooting at a Seattle homeless encampment have juvenile records, but neither qualified for supervised parole after they were released from juvenile lockup, Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
Records show the oldest brother served time in a state juvenile facility in 2013 for robbery and theft. The middle brother was released just last October after serving a sentence for robbery and attempted theft, but neither was required to check in with a parole officer. John Clayton heads Washington's Juvenile Rehabilitation Administration. He says had the brothers qualified for parole, they likely wouldn't have been living on the streets with their mother.
We would have been very diligent in working with that family to get them in a situation where they were not homeless.
Clayton believes the lack of parole services results in more juvenile crime. These days, only the highest risk juvenile offenders receive supervised parole. That's because of budget cuts and policy changes. Studies have shown that parole alone doesn't pay off, but parole plus evidence-based interventions has proven effective. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.